Willkommen zur Einführung.
Welcome to the introduction of the Rocket German Interactive Audio Course. In this course, you will learn not only to understand spoken German conversations, but to actually take part in them yourself. My name is Nick, and I'll be your host. I spent some time in Karlsruhe and Berlin, and I loved speaking German there. Let me introduce you to your co-host, Paul. He's a native German speaker from Munich in the south of Germany.
Willkommen zu Rocket German. I'm really looking forward to teaching you my native language.
Not quite as sexy as your average French accent, but then that's just a personal preference of mine. If you want to develop a crush on Paul as you get to know him, be my guest. Anything that helps you really concentrate on what you're hearing has to be a good thing. So, what exactly is an interactive audio course? And how do you use it? Well, there's a clue in the title. It's interactive, which means you will be encouraged to join in occasionally, rather than just lying on the couch eating pizza and hoping it somehow sinks in. And it's an audio course, which means the information reaches your brain via your ears and then flows directly back out of your mouth after being processed by that lump of grey jelly in your head. By the way, this is the
Raketenartige, interaktive, audio, Deutschkurs.
But don't worry, you haven't bought the wrong course. This is the Rocket German Interactive Audio Course. The best way to learn any language is to actually use it in conversation, and this course will teach you to do just that. By the end of each lesson, I promise you'll be speaking German, even if it sounds like something from a particularly bad audition for a role in cabaret. Eventually, you'll become confident and competent, and will look back with scorn at this introduction, because it will all have become much, much easier. Because you can only learn a language properly by actually saying the words, make sure that you listen to this course in a place where you can speak aloud and without embarrassment. You may think that repeating words in your head is good enough, but from experience, I know that thinking of the right words doesn't always help you to say them on cue. Every time Paul tells you a German word, repeat the word aloud after him and try to match his pronunciation. He will then repeat the word after you so that you can hear the difference. If you want to say the word again after this, go ahead. It'll make the whole process quicker and easier. Now listen to the very first conversation. Don't expect to understand too much, if any, of what takes place, because it's very early days and we're assuming you know absolutely no German. The learning process will start as soon as you hear your first German words, so you may feel a strange tingling sensation between your ears, particularly if your day job doesn't require a lot of brain power. It's all about getting used to the sounds, getting a feel for how the language flows, and gradually recognizing the words as you hear them again and again. After each conversation, I'll break down any new words so you'll know exactly what they mean, when to say them, and how to pronounce them. Ready? Hallo, Paul.
Hallo, Nick. Wie geht's dir?
Gut. Und dir?
Sehr gut. Mir geht's sehr gut.
Ah, that feels better. We've broken the ice and you've heard your first real-life, genuine, not in the least bit artificial German conversation. Now, before you forget, how do you say hello to someone in German? Listen to Paul and repeat after him.
Hallo. Hallo.
Hallo is one of the most common greetings in German, just like in English. Why invent your own word when you can borrow someone else's? When you greet someone, you don't normally just stop there. You ask how the other person is. You can ask how someone is in German by saying,
Wie geht's dir?
Or just,
Wie geht's?
The word dir refers to you. So if you drop it, the word dir that is, you're asking the more general question of how's it going, without referring to a specific person. Now it's your turn to try. Repeat after Paul.
Wie geht's? Wie geht's? Wie geht's?
The word wie means how. Let's hear Paul's strong, manly tones again. Then you can repeat what he says.
Wie.
The word geht's means is it going or are you?
Geht's.
You may also hear it said as two separate words.
Geht es?
So the question,
Wie geht es dir?
Can literally be translated as, how goes it to you? Does that sound strange to you? Languages are like that, especially foreign ones that have no real business complicating life so much. You can't always translate something exactly into another language, so you'd better get used to this sort of strangeness. For now, just remember to use wie geht's when you want to ask someone, how are you? Try the longer version again.
Wie geht es dir?
Now, Paul and I are going to vary the conversation slightly. It'll still be basically the same with greetings and how are yous, but we'll throw in a few different words. Try to pick out any words you already recognise. This sort of practice is really useful because one of the biggest difficulties people have is hearing the individual words when they're all strung together in sentences. German is renowned for having very long words, made up of separate words joined together. So even if you don't understand the rest of the sentence, it's really important that you learn how to pick out the words and parts of words that you do know. See how much you can understand of this exchange. Hallo, Paul.
Hallo, Nick.
Wie geht's?
Nee, nee, wie geht's dir?
You should have understood everything there, maybe even...
Nee, nee.
This is a useful one when you're down on the ranch. Apparently, the horse whisperer discovered his vocation while studying Rocket German Intro, so it's a powerful tool in the right hands. In context, it's pretty easy to work out. Nee, nee is used conversationally, just like you'd say no, no in English. I ask Paul how he's going, and rather than answer my question, he wants to know how I am. That's why he fobs off my question with, nee, nee. I mentioned the word dir before. In German, it's not as simple as saying dir to mean you. In actual fact, dir means to you. What you'll discover as you learn more German is that there are two ways of addressing people, in a familiar way or a polite way. Dir is familiar, and would be used when talking to friends or peers. It's the version we're going to stick to for now, so have a go at saying it yourself.
Dir. Dir. Wie geht's dir? Wie geht's dir?
Note the emphatic sound of the word and try to match Paul's pronunciation.
Dir. Dir.
Let's say that you just met a friend and want to know how they are. Can you tell me how to say, hello, how are you, in German? The answer is...
Hallo, wie geht's?
Did you get it right? Practice your pronunciation with Paul.
Hallo, wie geht's? Hallo, wie geht's?
Right, you're probably wondering what to say if someone asks you how you are. Listen to this. Hallo, Paul.
Hallo, Nick. Wie geht's?
Gut, danke. If someone asks you how you are, you'll usually say, good, thanks, or well, thanks. The word gut means well or good.
Wie geht's?
Gut. Repeat the word after Paul.
Gut. Gut.
Listen to that part again.
Wie geht's?
Gut, danke. Can you guess what danke means? Danke means thank you. You try it.
Danke. Danke.
So the phrase for well, thanks is gut, danke. Incredibly easy and so much more socially accomplished than pretending not to hear what the other person said while looking for the nearest exit. Now, try saying the phrase well, thanks yourself. Say it after Paul.
Gut, danke. Gut, danke.
Now listen to the conversation one last time. Hallo, Paul.
Hallo, Nick. Wie geht's?
Gut, danke. Let's see how you're doing so far. Can you say, hello, how are you, in German? You should have said,
hallo, wie geht's?
Repeat after Paul to copy his pronunciation.
Hallo, wie geht's?
Do you remember what you would say in response to this question? If I said to you, hallo, wie geht's? What would you say? Here's Paul with the correct answer. Repeat it after him.
Gut, danke. Gut, danke.
If you're chatting to someone and they say, how are you? It would be nice to say, I'm well, thanks, and you? This may feel like dangerous territory to a beginner. Asking a German person a question is just an open invitation for them to start speaking German again. And that's definitely not what you want. However, you will have to break through that fear barrier if you want to impress others with your language skills. What have you got to lose? Apart from your self-respect. Exactly. To ask someone how they are too, you need to learn how to say, "And you?" Hardly rocket science, so listen up. Hallo, Paul.
Hallo, Nick. Wie geht's?
Gut, danke. Und dir? The words "und dir" mean "and you." The word "und" means "and." You already know the word "dir." What does it mean? The word "dir" means "to you." Now practice these words yourself.
Und. Und. Dir. Dir. Und dir. Und dir.
So, if someone asks you, "Wie geht's?" how do you answer, "Well, and you?" Here's Paul with the correct answer.
Gut, und dir? Gut, und dir?
I bet you got that right. Every small victory is a stepping stone on the road to success. As my incredibly irritating grandmother used to say, but for once she was right, God rest her soul. What's another way to answer the question, "How are you?" I could say, "Well, thanks," but this time I want to say something a bit different. I'll say, "Sehr gut." I'm very well. Sehr means very, and gut means well in German. Listen to Paul and repeat after him.
Sehr gut. Sehr gut. Sehr gut.
Let's see if we can put some of our new phrases together. Say, "Very well, thank you." You should have said,
"Sehr gut, danke. Sehr gut, danke."
If you want to ask, "And you?" what do you say? Make sure you're answering me out loud. You should have said,
"Und dir?"
This time, I don't want to answer "good, thank you," or even "very well, thanks." I want to say, "I am well." The phrase "I am well" in German is "Mir geht's gut." Mir means "to me," as in, "to me, it's going well." It's another one of those German sentences that I wouldn't try to translate exactly into English. Listen to Paul and repeat after him.
Mir geht's sehr gut. Mir.
Notice the emphasis on the first word.
Mir.
Now repeat all the words after Paul.
Mir geht's. Mir geht's. Sehr gut. Sehr gut. Mir geht's sehr gut.
I am very well.
Mir geht's sehr gut.
Very good. Sehr gut. If you want to congratulate someone for a job well done, you can also tell them, "Sehr gut."
Sehr gut.
Now, tell me again. What do you say if you are very well? You should have answered,
"Mir geht's sehr gut."
Let's go back a bit and see if you still remember what you learned at the beginning of the lesson. What do you say if you want to say hello to someone? You should have said,
"Hallo."
What would you say if you wanted to ask someone how he or she is? You should have said,
"Wie geht's?"
And how would you say, "And you?" You should have answered,
"Und dir?"
Wunderbar! Good job! Now listen to the original conversation and focus on understanding each word as you hear it. Hallo, Paul.
Hallo, Nick. Wie geht's dir?
Gut. Und dir?
Sehr gut. Mir geht's sehr gut.
After all this study, wie geht's dir im Moment? I hope you answered, "Mir geht's gut." Did the new words throw you? Hearing familiar words mixed with unfamiliar words is important at this stage in your learning. You need to be able to pick out words and phrases you know, even if you don't get the rest of the sentence. Don't allow unfamiliar words to keep you from understanding the gist of the question. because it's amazing how few words we really need to understand what's going on. Oh, and by the way, im moment means at the moment. So I just asked you, how are you at the moment? I hope you did answer I'm well. Now you're ready for a little test. Let's take your new vocabulary one step further and see if you can create new sentences based on what you know. From everything that you've learned so far, can you ask, how am I? You should have answered,
wie geht's mir? Wie geht's mir?
Means, how am I? How do you say, you are well? You should have said,
dir geht's gut.
How would you say, you are very well? You should have said,
dir geht's sehr gut.
Sehr gut. That was great. You've learned about 10 new words in this lesson. Here's a quick review. Repeat the words after Paul, and I'll translate them as we go.
Hallo?
Hallo.
Wie?
How, as in, wie geht's?
Geht's.
Is it going, or are you?
Sehr.
Very.
Gut.
Well.
Und?
And, as in, und dir?
Dir.
To you.
Danke.
Thank you. You've come to the end of the introduction to the Rocket German interactive audio course. So well done. Make sure you practice often and listen to us next time with the very first official Rocket German lesson 1.1.
Sehr gute Arbeit. Auf Wiedersehen.